Welcome to the Drink Till We're Funny podcast, an Alt-P production. Leave us a voicemail at 773-828-4397 or send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com.
On tonight's show, 80s child abuse, kiddie porn, and hogtied at market days.
How are my levels? I don't mean to hurt your ears. I mean to hurt your feelings.
Well, a lot of people have been complaining that our levels are too low.
That's true.
Your levels are too low. Your levels are too low.
And then I love how you taper it off. It's a decrescendo. Yes.
I'd like half decrescendo, half regular.
Latte. Mocha
sugar
choca.
Free.
Half tranny.
With froth.
Through them.
Leave room.
Extra. Extra hot. I didn't know you could order a drink extra hot, but you can.
I didn't either.
What do they do if you order it extra hot?
They heat it up more. Like, I know that sounds stupid, but orders it extra hot, I think.
Like, some of those things are made out of steam, so how do you get hotter than steam?
Well, have you been outside? Not this week, but have you been outside in Chicago before?
Yeah.
Where you walk outside and you almost evaporate?
No.
Well, it's if you steam it longer than normal, then it'll be hotter. I mean, you steam it until it reaches whatever desired temperature you desire.
At least
it's almost like you have a coffee machine and or drink maker in your home.
I have several. I may not be able to cook scrambled eggs, but I can.
Or toast.
Do you have a toaster? No, I have a toaster, a sandwich maker, a George Foreman grill. Mm. I have gadgets, see.
Do you have the sandwich maker that makes the
yes.
half?
Those are yes. delicious. We talked about that with the peanut butter and jelly.
We did.
That doesn't cost $7.
So I may not be able to cook anything real, but when it comes to coffee drinks, I got.
Don't limit yourself. It's not just coffee drinks.
It's drinks. I have a bar that I think is pretty impressive.
Yes, I know.
You're quite a mixologist.
I have a master's degree in mixology.
You haven't made me a caffeine drink, like a coffee drink, in a long time.
John, who are you kidding? You won't fucking drink it anyway.
Well, if it's like a Sunday morning or a Saturday morning.
If you do it before 11, then I'll have one.
Yeah.
I could make you a coffee-flavored martini. Like a coffee mocha martini. It doesn't have coffee, but it has Starbucks liqueur.
That's made from coffee.
So it tastes like coffee?
Is it Splenda?
No, it has caffeine in it.
It tastes more like coffee because it's made from coffee. Well, hello.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
This is Justin.
And Dina.
And John.
And you're listening to...
Oh, see, he wants us to go in rounds like it's Michael Row Your Boat Ashore.
And you're listening to.
And you're listening to.
Drink.
Till we're.
Funny.
Podcast.
Which is not now. Keep drinking. Justin will make you a coffee drink with liquor. Liquor?
Liquor box.
I have to, even though this comes out on Sunday, this recording is done earlier in the week this week. So my birthday party hasn't happened yet, so I'm sorry, you'll have to wait another week. My actual birthday has passed, and I have started to get a
my
lot
condolences.
Of attention. Thank you. I did receive a sympathy card. It wasn't signed. Was that from you?
Did it have funfetti in it?
Did it have a dead rose in it?
No, that would have been from your mother.
Not the dead rose.
Did it have a dead rose in it?
Oh, yeah. Rose is still alive and well in Minnesota.
Oh, no, I mean like a dead... Red rose.
Oh, well, no, she's kind of an off-white.
She's got color, though. It's more of a blush.
More color than most
a
Minnesotans.
Rose.
Yeah.
No, she's about right for Minnesota.
This time of year.
The roses look so pretty in Minnesota.
Like
this
a
time
big
of
mosquito.
Year.
You need to deadhead them so that they'll come back.
Mm-hmm. Oh, there's a few of them. You know, they tour the country and such.
Oh, yeah.
With fish. P-H-I-S-H.
Oh, super.
Goldfish?
I eat the fishes. I love the fishes.
Because they're so delicious.
I love the fishes. Pepperidge Farm. How I love you. Between the Milanos. Isn't that when the black man and
we
the
don't
white man?
We don't call them that anymore.
Oh. Mixes. Mixers.
A quadroon.
I got mixers. Club soda.
7-Up.
7-Up.
Orange juice.
Orange Julius.
Where did the Orange Julius go?
Hey, they have a few. There's actually a few opened left. One in Vernon Hills recently. The old Gloria Jeans at the Hawthorne Mall is now an Orange Julius and Dairy Queen combo.
Where did the Gloria Jeans go?
They probably shrunk in the dryer.
I think a lot of the Gloria Jeans are going bye-bye.
They are. When I bought you coffee, I had to buy it online.
That's a shame. Well, my favorite flavor coffee during Christmas time is the Holiday Cheer.
Yes.
Hollandaise Cheer.
It's my favorite, so I can't remember what it's called. No, Holiday Cheer from Gloria Jeans. Just use a separate grinder if you get it, because it gets all gunked up, because it's just flavored oil.
Do you remember the White Christmas that our friend Jerry used to sell at his place?
Oh, I was dreaming of that.
Oh, God. That they have a nostalgia? Coffee. No, it's not the same, because the White Christmas that they had at the Turning Point Cafe was...
Cafe.
I like saying it like Matthew Toland.
Cafe.
Turning Point Cafe. But it was coated in some sort of white powder.
That's probably why Jerry was selling it.
Funny thing is, the DEA came to my house. Everyone after kept I produced
pointing it up their nose.
It's just coffee in the freezer.
That's all it is. Why am I awake for 13 hours?
Remember when we'd go in there and pay, you know, like 47 cents for a bottomless cup of coffee and then drink for hours?
Mm-hmm. I never did that.
Can't imagine why they closed.
I was one of those only people who'd spend the $3 and get like a Snickers drink or a shake.
Or a steamer.
I don't drink steamers.
Oh, you don't like hot milk.
It's disgusting.
Well, steamers were good, though. I liked the steamers.
No, steamers are something you got because you were poor.
I thought steamers was something you got from someone at a bathhouse.
Hot Carl. Hot Carl's Jr.
You know, speaking of the bathhouse, I don't know, did you catch the Steamworks booth at Market Days this weekend?
And by catch, you mean...
STD. you just walk by. They're just...
Jump out and get you.
So they had a game this year, and I have a picture. I should put a picture on the thing, that also known as the website.
The thing.
And so this game that you play, I think you paid... We didn't actually play it, but it was called Put... The pearl necklace, or give a pearl necklace to a pig, or give the pig a pearl necklace. That's what it was. Which, if you think about it in sexual terms, is kind of graphic. But it was this little, like, carnival game with all these little plastic pigs, and you had to take these little pearl necklaces and, like, toss them. And if it went around the neck of one of the pigs, then you won a prize or something.
Them was IKEA pigs.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's it.
Oh.
I seen them banks at IKEA.
Oh, they were piggy banks?
Uh-huh. John knows how to end the story abruptly. I didn't see that.
Shall we all go?
I didn't really spend a whole lot of time in the festival part. I really just walked in, went to Dan's, attended the craziest party I've ever been to in my life, and then shortly thereafter left, but I didn't even go back to Halstead. I went over to Broadway.
So, were the neon lights are all bright?
Where 7th Avenue meets.
Oh, right. Right. So we had a great time at the party.
Oh, yeah, we did.
I had a lot of food at the party.
I had a lot of fun.
I had a lot of vodka. I'm not an alcoholic.
I had a lot of sangria.
The sangria was strong. Mm-hmm.
The sangria is strong in this.
But we had a great turnout. It was a good time. We had a couple of listeners stop by, which is a lot of fun.
We had a couple of incidents, fights, breaking up, you know.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I was just making things up.
You were embellishing, John. We don't have fights at our parties.
You bedazzle when you embellish. You don't make up stories.
My apologies to our listeners.
And the bedazzler.
And the bedazzler company.
and Tanya. Poor girl.
Yeah, it is a darn tootin' shame.
She's from Iowa. She'll get over it.
Well, by the time I got there, you were both already there. Justin was already drunk.
Well, I was there a couple hours. I was there a couple hours before the party officially started, which was still a couple of hours before anyone showed up.
Right.
So I had a good 3 hours of drinking on you.
I'm not criticizing. I had been to the Love of Bobby before I came, so I had a few big, stiff drinks.
Man. I had a few of those.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. invited a couple people to my birthday party, and of course, not of course, I think one will be there, though. I met a girl who could compete with Jocelyn for, like, the most high energy, oh my god, I can't possibly contain myself award. That's a hyphenate, by the way.
Oh.
It's the last name.
Yes.
That award is very difficult to get on the base of the trophy.
Well, that's why we just abbreviate.
And you don't want to be first runner-up for that competition.
Well, should she not be annoying enough throughout the course of the year, you may be asked to step in.
And there are plenty of runner-ups for that. I don't think you'll ever
Runners-up.
Runner, sorry.
Well, when I walked into the place for the party, you know, I was saying my hellos and whatnot and putting my finger into Justin's butthole because that's what we do.
Sure. It was clean.
Signifies
it, I smelled it and I told everyone him. It was clean. And then all of a sudden I heard, I recognize that voice because Chris, our listener, newfound friend, longtime listener, jumped up to greet me. And I was just like, that is still very surreal to me. Fun, but surreal.
It is. Because you meet someone and they know way more about you than you know about
exactly.
them.
Exactly. And I mean, I taught some... Well, that he said, like, heard it. And he used it correctly with the right, like, brevity. I was just like, that's hot pussy.
Which is funny. He said that too.
Yes, he did.
Correctly.
Heard it.
Hot pussy.
Jeff came all the way from Arizona.
You know I met him, but I didn't spend much time with him. I think... We were segregated by whites and blacks. No, by
20-somethings and 30-somethings.
And old bitches.
Yeah.
I was in the old bitches crowd.
Well, now, he's the one that had the blonde-haired boyfriend, right?
Right.
Okay, because I hung out with those guys down by the
oh yeah
patio.
Well, that's the outside where the young kids were.
Right. Well, I'm not young, though.
No, you were an old bitch who was swimming in their pool. And they're like, go home, hooker.
I eventually drove them off by peeing.
In their pool.
In their pool. Must be Saturday.
Welcome to our ool. Notice there's no pee in it. Keep it that way.
We don't swim in your toilet.
Please don't pee in our pool. Old classics.
Oh.
Did you have a good time, Justin?
I did. I had a great time.
You seem to.
Well, I you know, parties like that, I can't think of when I haven't had a good time.
I have a new way. It's not really all that new. I may have mentioned it before, but it seems to be quite effective. A new method of gauging your drunken state.
Yeah, and what is that?
Will you touch my tongue?
No.
See, you're sober. Saturday. Okay. And I touched it, and I'm like, tasted like a cheesy poop.
Which, by the way, was the only piece of food, the only food that we had that was absolutely completely gone, as usual.
And it was not even good because of the humidity, they'd gotten stale.
I thought they were good. I had several dozen of them.
You like anything with powdered cheese, though. Yeah,
that's true. I made teeth out of them.
Well, at one point, I couldn't find them in the kitchen, and then I wandered out, and of course, there in the living room, right in front of John, is the gigantic bowl of cheesy poofs.
I'm not usually the cheesy poof victim, though.
Is it really a victim, or is it like an assailant?
Well, maybe it's a victimless crime.
Well, you'll be happy to know, for my birthday party, now I didn't go and buy 18 of them, but we did pick up some cheesy poofs.
Good.
But did we picked up other, we have other foods. We want the other food to be eaten. So I was like, we're not stocking up on the poof.
Did you get the white cheddar kind? Did you get the crunchy kind? What'd you get?
The regular puffy orange.
The crunchy kinds are not cheesy poofs.
Those are Cheetos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cheesy poofs are different.
Flamin' Hot.
Did those are Cheetos.
Hot? Did they make Flamin' Hot cheesy poofs?
No. They do make them in the corkscrew.
Silly pasta ones.
Yeah.
Those are really good.
Botox
pasta.
Why are your temples orange?
I've been pulling back the skin with my index finger.
Oh, I've been reeling in the years.
Oh, I know that song. So did you have a good time, John?
Yeah, it was a good time. I got a little too drunk, and I was out a little too late, and I got up a little too early.
Blew too many men.
And the next day was really awful because I had to go to the garden first thing in the morning, and then...
Explain the garden for people.
I'm a volunteer at the Chicago Botanic Garden.
And you put in, what, 40 hours a week at the garden?
No, I only put in, like 6 hours, but it's...
But it's always in the middle of his weekend.
Well, it's 7 to 10 a.m., so going.
That sounds awful.
Going that's out not the night before.
That's a tax write-off.
But, it, you know, and then they give a man like me who's had 3 hours of sleep a pair of pruners.
Oh, good.
And send me out into the general public.
You know, it sounds like something you'd be sentenced to if you, right. you know.
It sounds like community service.
Yeah. I do have to wear an orange jumpsuit and shackles.
That shit's funny. You just made me remember. I was walking down Halstead in the middle of market days, and there was this little Asian man.
Oh, I saw that.
In shackles. And he was without shoes and without a shirt and not attractive in the least. And he was trying to make his way down the street, of course, like in a 3-inch stride, and I'm not exaggerating. And I thought, I bet he started way up on Belmont and has to make his way down to Addison. It's going to take all day.
Oh, is he trying to
day.
Find his daddy?
I'm sure.
It was scary. I just couldn't help but laugh.
Honey, cell block is that way.
He was headed there. He was headed there. Well, he was heading that direction. But yeah, he was wearing shackles.
What would cause a person to do something like that?
Low self-esteem.
So do you have shackles at home, John?
No, I don't. I have high self-esteem, and I'm very assertive.
As he cowers.
Right? I mean, if you don't agree, that's okay.
Is that all right?
That's fun. And funny.
Well, I didn't spend a lot of time at market days on Saturday, but it did go on Sunday for a couple of hours and walked around and... It's always a good time. It's a less of a good time than I remember it being in the past.
Really?
I don't know. I think I get cranky with the heat and the...
Is it hot in here right now?
Right now, no.
Oh. What's the reason for the crankiness? It's actually subsided. It was an hour ago.
Yeah. That was back when you made my ears bleed.
Oh. What's that you got in your shirt, sugar? Oh, that's blood from your ear. I get something on my shirt, which my is no surprise. I get shit on my shirt all the time, but it's usually on my boobs, what I call my shelf.
That looks like cum.
No,
they
this
have
is...
a high shelf life.
Ooh, here we go. I went and...
yeah, it does look like cum.
It's bubble gum.
Oh.
Because I sat at a table and had dinner and got up, and there was a big string of it between me and the table, and I was like, I have to touch this.
Where was this?
At the Burger King. Because you bitches don't let me, well, not let me, but we record on Wednesday night in the suburbs. I don't live out here. I'm like, gotta kill some time. John has never, ever, ever thought to, you know, spend time with me, but.
He doesn't like you.
I know. I've only mentioned it every time it happens, but that's okay.
What are the other spots?
Oh, well, I don't know. I got shit all over me. I'm a slob.
And honestly, if you wanted to come over tonight, you could have helped us clean up the cat piss that my cat has been leaving behind our couch.
Is your cat mad at you?
I don't know why she's doing it, but our house smells like cat pee now.
Oh, well, it usually just smells like cabbage.
I did make braised cabbage yesterday, so...
Maybe it's not the cat.
No, there's big spots. I'm very angry at the cat right now.
Don't be angry. That usually does mean that you're neglecting the cat. The cat has to show you that the cat is angry, so it will piss on things.
Why can't she just bite me instead? Because, frankly, I'd rather be bleeding than have to deal with urine smell.
Well, John pees in the corner, so that doesn't seem to be a problem.
Oh, no, he's learned to use a litter box.
Oh, good. Yeah,
he's a big kid now.
Have you seen those videos of cats that will use a toilet?
Mm-hmm. Disturbing.
Maybe you need to teach Freya.
I think Freya would still do it behind the couch if she was angry, because that's what she does when she's angry. She pees on something.
Did she see you having sex?
No, we shut the door.
Maybe you should take her to Kathy Diane.
No, I'm done with Kathy Diane, though.
What do you mean
broke
you're
up?
Done with her?
No,
how can you be done with a therapist?
Because she's
therapist
going out on forever. Leave. She's going out on leave for several weeks. And
is she in the Navy?
No, she's having surgery.
What kind of surgery?
Knee surgery.
Oh.
So...
This HIPAA moment was brought to you by.
Yeah, that whole doctor patient confidentiality is one way.
Precisely.
She didn't break her HIPAA, it was her knees.
Oh.
So, how does having a recovering knee prevent her from providing therapy?
I don't know. I discussed this with Dina earlier that we think maybe she's just trying to
escape you?
Escape me.
That copay just isn't worth it. Yeah. She's part of an HMO, she gets paid either way.
$6. I get six lousy dollars for this.
I listen to your fucking whining every week for $6.
You do nothing to change your life.
Man.
I spend more on the Starbucks I drink while you're talking.
She does drink
just
Starbucks
to stay awake.
While I'm talking to her.
That's probably a sign that she would fall asleep otherwise.
That's not nice.
I'd make a terrible therapist because I would. I'd yawn. I'd like tell people to hurry up. I'd be like, okay, this isn't going anywhere.
I think you would be a fun, although bad, fun therapist. Bad because really the obvious things that people need to correct, you'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with you? Why don't you see this?
See, I think I would be, I think I could be a good therapist, but a bad listener. Like I wouldn't.
Don't they kind of go together?
No. See, I won't really listen very well, but I can fix you very quickly.
What I view happening is that someone would start telling you a story. Someone like me would start telling you a story. Right. And in the middle of it, you'd go, okay, so just to break it down, just to shorten this up a little bit. And, you know, just...
Why did you make him all country there?
I don't know.
I don't think he'd interrupt, but I think he'd have a whole notebook, a legal pad, if you will. And he'd start writing things like, you're a fucking mother. You're gay, and I'm going to let you know about it. Is it wrong? Is it against the Hippocratic Oath for me to fuck you? That's what I think
you
he'd
just
do.
Need a good fucking... Could you turn over for a second?
You're cute. I want to see you in your underpants.
The kind of therapy I support would be the kind that requires that you give your therapist head. Are you good with that?
I like that idea. We're going to try a, it's experimental.
It's called the casting couch method.
So you're going to channel all of your problems, all of that energy into your tongue. And you're going to lick my butthole for the next 40 minutes. And when you're done,
we had this discussion.
How anyone could lick or have their butthole lick for 40 minutes is beyond me. But congratulations if it's happened. Seriously. Cialisly.
You've been reading our inbox.
Yeah, we get a lot of spam comments, which Justin kindly cleans up. But lately, it's been a lot of ads for Cialis.
And, well, right before the Cialis burst was the Wellbutrin.
Well... Butrin, what you going to do this weekend? Oh, I'm going to see Alice.
Have you met my cousin Cialis?
Oh. Cialis Washington? Sounds like a drag name.
One of them, give it up for Alice Washington. One of my friends at work has quit. Today was her last day.
Oh, who was that?
It was Laura. Sad to see her
the
go.
One who sat across the way from you, mm-hmm. A listener.
She was a listener. Well, she was a listener until our company blocked the website.
Well, we can't listen to any MP3s at work anymore.
Right. And she didn't have an iPod, and she didn't really have a feasible means of bringing it into work. So I let her listen to my iPod every once in a while, but other than that, she hasn't listened for a long time. But it brought up, her leaving today has brought up a couple of things that I'd like to discuss with you guys.
Okay, we're prepared.
Okay.
These are serious matters.
Okay.
Of the heart?
Yes.
Of the fart?
Total eclipses of the heart.
Bonnie.
John, I want you to know that I'm always here if you need to discuss something serious.
For 30 seconds or less.
You would make a good therapist, a good therapist.
The rapist.
So the first one I wanted to bring up was office treats that are brought in for someone's celebration, such as a birthday or someone's last day.
I had a lot of that this week.
You did. And you were there early enough that it really didn't matter or impact you. But I'm often there before the person coming in is there. And I see that their birthday treats are usually broken into before the person gets there. For instance, Laura was there. She came in late this morning. She was sick. And came in later than normal on her last day. And so there was all these Panera bagels there waiting for everybody.
Delicious.
And a couple people were like, well, would it be rude? And they asked, would it be rude for us to open these up? And, you know, everybody made the truth and jest joke of, yeah, it would be rude. Ha, 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 whatever.
I say eat up.
But then somebody... from down the hall came over and just popped open the box and started eating herself a bagel and cream
I don't
cheese.
Think that's rude, though.
Well, I don't know. I think it is.
I don't think it is. We often do that. We bring things in for an occasion, but they go in the, you know, they go in the kitchen or they go on the table by the help desk and people just eat them
as soon as
whenever.
They arrive. They're free for the taking.
Mm. I just think that the person, it's like cutting a birthday cake.
Nobody likes only, to start a cheese either.
Well, the only exception I would say to that is if there's going to be some specific, some Pacific event or announcement, or like we're all going to get together and sing or something.
If, I would agree.
If you're going to have a meeting or a get together around the food, then you wait until that. But otherwise, when it's there, it's there.
Heard it.
Eat up. Because if you don't eat that cinnamon sugar bagel, all that's going to be left when you get back is the nasty, you know, jalapeno.
Whole grain.
Right. The one that they put in when you say, oh, just give me a variety because nobody buys them. So they load up the people who don't ask for the specific ones. It's like when you go to Dunkin' Donuts.
The
you
Pacific
get all
ones.
Pacific, sorry. I like the Atlantic sometimes, but like you go to Dunkin' Donuts.
How do you feel about the Indian?
Don't want to talk about it. Don't bring that up. So
the Indian in the closet?
But yeah.
Indian in the cup.
But if you go to Dunkin' Donuts and say, just give me a dozen, you get a bear claw. You get cake donuts. You get all the crappy donuts that nobody wants. Except John.
You're not getting Long John's.
Exactly.
You're I know what you're
Long
saying.
John's. You're not getting Boston cream, you know.
Heard it.
You're not getting the good ones.
I
you're
love
getting
the buttermilk
shit.
Ones. Oh, the buttermilk is so good.
They're good with a hot beverage. Mm. I would agree.
And with a hot Carl.
Free with your hot Carl.
Now, the other topic I wanted to bring up about this subject of Laura leaving was...
Half pint.
We'll don't use her last name on the show.
That's right.
Laura leaving. Laura and Luke leaving. That's a soap opera joke.
I got it. He had a perm.
Wah, wah, wah. So there's also the matter of uncomfortable office hugs, getting a hug from someone.
Oh, see, that doesn't happen to me.
Well, everybody knows not to hug you, though.
I hugged someone this week on purpose.
Did they jump back in terror like I would?
No. Oh. Go ahead.
Well, as Laura was leaving, somebody grabbed her to say goodbye to her, and they did sort of that pause in front of them to block their way. The hesitant, like, lean in, half, I'm going to block you because you need to say goodbye to me by hugging me. It made me giggle tremendously because Laura then gave a half hug to this person, and the person was forced to give a half hug to her because of it.
And together they had a whole hug.
Should I just nodge now and get this one over?
Yeah.
I came into work on Tuesday, my actual birthday, and our admin, who I adore, she's fantastic, she had a little gift bag waiting for me with a card and a couple pairs of socks inside. So I went over and I was like, give me a birthday hug. And she was shocked because she knows I'm not a big hugger. So that was nice. I got other socks. Some were absolutely hideous.
Ooh.
Like fucking ugly. One was a Hello Kitty pair of socks. I'm not kidding. They're pink and furry. She has no mouth. And just god-awful atrocious. And that's what I said. It was Lewis who gave them to me. I'm like, these are hideous. He's like, I knew you'd love them. He was so offended. But the best socks, I think, in all of my 200 sock pairs collection.
Do you really have 200?
Probably close to it, yeah.
She's got a... It's like me and Kasingles.
Crazy.
But they're practical, and I do wear them.
I know, and I play them all the time.
So Hillary, fellow atheist, gives me a pair of socks that are white, like ankle-length socks with a big red heart on the side. Inside the red heart, it says, Jesus loves you. I was busting up. She's like, I think you just need to put those away right now. Because we sit in the middle of, like, the Bible Belt, as far as the seating chart goes.
You're like Illinois.
Kind of. Tennessee, more like it.
What did your mom get you?
Flowers. I hate flowers as a gift.
Flowers and...
Well, with the flowers on the vase was a little stuffed animal,
aww,
which was rainbow colored. So I'm like, lesbian undertones. We see how that goes. Which actually had a musical foot. You press the little thing and it could sing. It was broken, which is
how
fine.
How perfect is that?
Exactly, because I hate musical shit. Hate it.
Oh.
So when I called her to thank her, I said, yeah, there was a little bit of you in this gift. She's like, oh, what do you mean? And I told her, and she's like, oh, that's not exactly what I ordered. Sometimes they have to swap things out. I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, well, it's musical.
I ordered you a little miniature pony to go with it.
John was standing at my desk when I was talking to her. I'm like, if only it had fiber optics and it moved.
That phone call, though, was probably the funniest part of that whole thing because She must have said okay, goodbye to her mom 18 times before the phone call finally ended.
I hang up. I'm like, 4 minutes of hell. It was one of those obligatory thank you phone calls.
My mother sent me a plant for my birthday.
You still have it in your office.
I do. The people are so nice because I usually let it die because I'm not good with living things.
You did that on purpose?
Well, no, I just forget.
You're good with people.
No, I'm not good with people.
You usually let them die.
Well, I'm just...
Grandma could have been here for this.
I just, you know, it's not often that I think of headphones. Others. So
it's not often you what?
Think of others. So, you know, that's why I can't have a pet. I'd be like...
You think of others all the time.
Well, that's when he's masturbating. That's the difference.
So anyway, the point is that I would let this thing, I'd forget to water it and it would get droopy. Well, they people come through to water it. We have, you know, plant service.
Rent-a-kill.
Well, they, you know, it's a plant thing. They come in and they put the plants in and then they take care of them. They water them. They swap them out every once in a while. And so, you know, the people that do this are plant lovers, you know, green thumbs, if you will, Tom Thumbs. And I'm all thumbs.
Tom Green Thumbs.
Tom Green Thumbelina.
So they come into my office and they see this plant that's, you know, I guess it's sort of the equivalent of, you know, tying a dog up in a tiny cage and never letting them out or whatever. And I know they feel sorry for the plant, so they actually will take care of it for me.
Now, if you do that with a dog and you feed him milk, then it produces a similar to veal. It's very tasty.
Mm.
And then it'll piss behind your couch.
So I have a plant, and I don't ever have to do anything with it because the plant people take care of it.
That's nice. I have several plants at home that I'm managing to keep alive. Bob's terrible, though. I would have to leave. When I go out of town, I'm going to have to leave very explicit. Fill up the white trash pint glass to this level. We're going to decide who gets that in the divorce, by the way. And leave him explicit instructions, because otherwise he will kill anything. He could kill a cactus.
I think they should have, like, you know how they have the animal, the self-watering things, you know, that they should have that for plants, right?
They do.
Just hook it to the side and it automatically does its thing.
What they have, and it's when it works correctly, is pretty cool. You could take like a half-liter bottle of water and put this attachment on the end and it will just drip. You could like just invert it into the dirt and it'll just drip and it'll be a steady flow of water to your plant.
When I was in ceramics class in high school, I created a little cup that had, the cup itself was glazed, so it held water. But
like
then,
a donut?
But then it had a stem coming off the bottom that was unglazed, and then you just popped it into your plant, and then you could fill it with water, and it would slowly seep into the plant.
That's much better than that ugly foot and hand and mouth disease thing you made.
That
looked like a giant vagina.
That is art, and I still have it.
It's hideous.
Is it like an ashtray?
No, it's a vase.
Are you kidding me? I thought it was a bookend.
It's a vase.
It's ugly, and it does look like a vajayjay.
In the art world, we call that leftover clay that somebody accidentally fired.
Right. Well, fine. The kiln's still on. Just throw it in there.
Might as well.
Well, I wanted to say one more thing about Laura's leaving. In her goodbye note, because, you know, everybody says goodbye in an email when they leave our company.
That's a Jim Croce song.
Unless
everyone says goodbye in an email.
Right.
Unless they've chosen to pursue opportunities elsewhere.
Effective immediately. We wish them good luck. We'll be sending them their personal belongings momentarily.
I'm sorry.
No, please continue.
Continue.
He's
interrupting.
Down, so it's okay.
I was gonna say, did I ever share with you the email that we had someone leave the company and he and I didn't get along, mostly because he was incompetent and stupid?
TJ?
And his name was George. And I don't, you may not know this about me, but I have a hard time masking my feelings about someone.
Oh my God, I had no idea.
So in meetings, you know, he'd say completely stupid, ridiculous things, and I would respond with something that I wouldn't say you're ridiculous and stupid, but I'd give him a look.
Which says, you're ridiculous and stupid.
And I'd follow it up with, well, I'm not sure how anyone with a brain could, you know, reach that conclusion because, and then follow
George,
up with
George, why don't you follow up on that and get back to us?
So when he left, he sent an email to our CEO and what, you know, about all the things. He's one of those people that loves to burn bridges. He doesn't realize how small the business world is.
Oh, he's an arsonist.
Yes. And so he had a list of complaints, and an entire section was dedicated to me personally.
Do you have it framed?
No, I don't, although one of the things that he did is he referred to me. He said, you know, St. Justin can do no wrong. He couldn't figure out why nobody else thought I was, you know, the most incompetent, awful person in the world, including the CEO. So his point was that, you know, anything I said or did was perfect and blah, 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 blah. And he called me Saint. So he said, Saint Justin can do no wrong. So about 30 minutes later,
the patron saint of dirty looks.
Our admin comes down with this. He loves Photoshop. And so he brought me this picture, and it's some religious painting of a saint, and he put instead of a Bible in the hand, he put a laptop in the saint's hand, and then he put my face on the saint and then changed it so that it matched the style of the painting. It was very well done and very funny, and I have it.
Why every time? That's a good story, but when you said when it was very well done, I almost thought you were going to say it was very well Butrin. I don't know why. Butrin
on the brain.
I felt much better after taking it.
XL. Rare.
Timed release.
I had one guy quit his job, and I know that I was a major reason for that. And people
A
chocolate reason. People would say to me, you know, James quit because of you. And I'm like, and that is my finest contribution to this team.
No thank you necessary.
Right. It's the gift that keeps on giving.
I remember when James worked there.
Yeah.
You had some pretty nasty nights.
I did drive
coming
him.
Home.
I almost escorted him out. I was like, come on, let's go. Come on. You want to quit? You want to quit?
So, John, I'm sorry. You were about to say something about Linda leaving.
You were about to say something stupid and ridiculous.
Laura.
Laura leaving. Sorry.
Well, when she left, she sent out her goodbye email. And in it, she said, just so you can have something to talk about for the next 5 weeks, here are 5 things about me. And I thought they would be good because they're questions about her or questions in general. And I think that they would be fun for us to go through and share.
Okay.
And I'll just choose one of them tonight.
Come on.
No, there's 5 of them, so I'll just choose one of them. The first one is, what is a dumb childhood fight you got into? Like something that you fought about as a child that was, in retrospect, kind of dumb.
Well, I wouldn't say dumb, but I got into many fights with my brothers because they'd sit in my head and fart. And they did this as recently as me being about 25.
My sister and I fought all the time, and I can't remember why we fought. But there's a hole in the bottom of my...
Bucket?
No.
Dear Liza?
No, there's a hole in the bottom of my heart.
That goes all the way to China?
That's where all my feelings go.
China.
And so one day I smacked her in the face or pulled her hair or something, you know, kind of mean.
Something you saw in a porn. I came at her tits. I don't know.
She didn't like it.
I'm laughing because we're trying to stifle our laughter so people don't have bloody ears.
Oh. Okay, so you came on her tits.
In the video, she liked it so much more. I don't get it. So, so she was not too happy. And so I ran into my room.
Snorty McGee.
I ran into my room and I closed the door, and she begins to start kicking the bottom of my door. Now, we were poor. This door was cheap.
Was it Luan?
It certainly wasn't solid. And, you know, it was sort of, you know, plaster. What is that? Pressed, you know. I think it was from IKEA. And so she kicked a hole through it. To this day, there are 2 pieces of cardboard, one on each side of the door, that cover up the big hole that she kicked in it.
Oh, my God.
And what about you, John?
We have several, by the way, we have several in our old house. We have several holes that my father has patched up because of fights. Well, you know, like Justin, I don't have anything specific, but we kids...
Pacific,
but we fought all the time when we were kids, too. And I remember many times it was over the theft of my teddy bear, Teddy, as we called him.
Are you sure that Kitty didn't drag Teddy away?
No, it was Becky or Tom who took Teddy from my arms, my clutched arms, holding Teddy.
Because you had all kinds of confidence as a kid then, too.
No, but Teddy did.
Teddy bears are cute for little kids, though.
Well, yeah, and this is like when I was 13 or something, but, you know, same difference.
This was 5 years ago.
But they would take Teddy and not give Teddy back, and I would cry and cry and cry, and eventually I'd run for the knife drawer.
Oh <my God>. Kathy Diane, does she know that story?
Yeah. She does. We didn't mess around, you know. We always went for the knife drawer. First one of the knife drawer was always the safe one.
Okay, that's crazy.
That is crazy.
That's the worst thing I ever did was throw the phone at my brother's head and then run out the back door and escape to a friend's house for the rest of the weekend.
Now, here's my question, though. When you threw the phone, did you throw the entire phone or did you throw just the part that you pick up that was attached to the 25-foot coil?
It was attached to 25-foot. And it was, I did it, and I just smacked him once with the, right in the center of his noggin, and then I caught it back again, and then I threw it one more time and bolted.
The corded phone was one of my aunt's favorite devices for beating her children. Oh. And the way she would use it, she'd pick up the entire phone.
No. Okay.
This was on my dad's side.
Okay.
She'd pick up the entire phone as if it were designed as a weapon, and she'd hold the base and then she'd take the receiver, she'd pick it up, and of course there was a 25-foot coily,
you know, stretched out. It was used to be 20.
Would she lasso the kids with it first?
You could leave it in the living room, and it stretched all the way to the bathroom, which was nice. And she would throw the receiver at the head of one of her children. She had three, and I swear to God, my grandmother, dead grandma, did not like these children. She didn't like my dad's side of the family at all. And she would call the three kids when they were very little, she called them the sparrows because she said they look like little baby sparrows in a nest, like, you know, like stretching their necks out, waiting for food, and just generally being, you know, they were scrawny and all of that. So she would throw the receiver at one of the kids' heads, and she had a pretty good aim, let me tell you. After a while, she knew how to throw that phone.
And it was like one of them whammo yo-yos that came back on.
Well, and that's precisely it, because then she had the 25-foot coolie thing. She could pull it back. She could reload in 10 seconds flat. So she could hit all three before they even made it out the door.
That's a good arm.
That is?
That's pretty quick.
She, you know, I always said she should have, you know, tried the javelin, but
she could, you know. I heard that's an event in the gay games.
Oh, I've played some gay games in my day.
They didn't involve a job
one. They did involve a vajayjay, though. Mm-hmm. That wasn't the worst thing we ever did when we fought. You know, I shot my brother in the head with a BB gun, and I used to whip him with electric cords a lot.
Were they plugged in?
No. I'd coil it up and whip him with it. Those things hurt.
Well, yeah, they're hard plastic and metal.
Yeah, and they used to leave welts on his back. So, yeah.
That's we get some howdy do's then. Save those questions. We'll do more later.
Oh, yeah, I will.
Because people want to get to know us.
That's right. Now you know my brother farts on my head.
Still.
And don't fuck with my aunt.
Heard it.
She's not dead.
I have a lot of birthday howdy do's, so I'm just going to run through some real quick. Paul.
Only 2 more weeks to get your howdy do's, your happy birthdays, your He's party celebrations.
But all of you should mark your calendars. April 14th is Justin's birthday. We didn't make a big stink out of his birthday this year, but I can guarantee when he turns 32 next year, he's going to want some attention.
Only 32?
Yes.
Oh. So, Paul, open. Brian up in the BC, Chad in Greensboring. Chad's hot. Ken, Alan, Cincinnati. I am going to be there. I'm going to be there on the 30th. I'm free on the 30th. Bringing a friend of mine. We're going to a wedding on the 1st. So, September 30th, you want to go have a cocktail? You're right back. Let me know. Gary in South Carolina, John up in the Bemidji, you know, he's left us some messages and we've talked to him before, and Chris in Chicago all said hello, and then I got a gift from Sergio, and I know I'm getting one from Joe, so thanks, guys. You guys are all hot pussy. Oh, and Rose said happy birthday.
She made out better than we did for our birthdays.
Yeah, she did.
I do have an update on the howdy fuck you. I'm ready to block him because it's just getting too old. But I did get a, hi, Dina, this is Joe. It's not, but I'm not the same this isn't Joe. I just happen to have the same AIM name as him.
Is that possible?
No. No, it's not.
Really? They can't do that?
And I got an AIM howdy do out to Armando in Dallas. Armando.
Ooh, Armando.
So, yeah, those are all my howdy do's.
All right. We need to, we really should. And in fact, if you write your dates down for me, I'm going to put a tour schedule on the website. So we love meeting people.
We do. Meeting and greeting.
So we'll let you know where we're going to be.
Meeting with an A.
Heard it. I've got some howdy do's to go through here. We got a howdy do going out to Eddie in Florida and Katen.
Katen, who knows?
But she's in Switzerland. She got shipped off to boarding school at 17. She's Swiss an American. Miss. So she's over there. Another howdy do. We haven't howdy do Todd in a long time. Todd out to the Boston.
Oh, sure.
We got Todd in Boston, Sean in Boston, and we need to
cream
add that.
Cream pies out in Boston.
We got some cream pies.
Oh, and Sean in Boston, he, you know, I might as well throw this in now because I was going to give him a howdy do. So howdy do to him, too. He wished me a happy belated birthday, and he's also... asked if I was serious about job hunting for Portland. Yes, actually, I am. Yes, I am. Yes,
John.
I am. Yes,
but
I am.
But didn't he ask if Justin was serious about
well,
moving?
He did, but Justin's not moving to Portland.
John is moving. Justin is staying. It's Dina's birthday. That's how
you're
you
all clued in.
I had a birthday a couple weeks ago.
Sean, by the way, is hot as well. Got him MySpaced. So.
His space.
His space.
We all space.
For MySpace.
And my final howdy do goes out to Holly in Michigan. She's a designer. What do you know?
What a bug fucking surprise.
So that's my howdy do's.
Well, I got one for Ray in Portland.
Ray.
And Ray and I have had several discussions about potential jobs out there as well. So thank you very much, Ray. And howdy do.
Wonderful.
Will you give him like a finder's fee? If he finds a job for you?
I'll take him out to dinner.
That's a good finder's fee.
Heard it. Special howdy-do one last time to Jeff and Chris for coming to the market days.
Heard it.
And we had a good time.
Good time was had by 9 out of 10 doctors.
So I think that's all we got for this week.
Yeah, we'll have plenty more next week.
We will. So we got to catch up. We got some howdy-do's from the Frapper map that I think we need to get back to.
We will. My birthday party ought to be a good reason to have a story or two.
Now, do you think that we could go out on some Cyndi Lauper, you know, as we end the show tonight? You with the fupa. Don't wear that spandex. It shows too much. I was hoping.
I see your fupa showing through. I see your camel toe. And that's why I love you. So don't be afraid to show that toe. Your fupa.
Dear Jesus.
It looks like you're writing a letter.
Jesus loves me. How do I know? Because my socks tell me so.
You can send us an email at rubberspatula@dtwfpodcast.com. Or
leave us a voicemail by dialing 773-828-4397.
And Justin and I are available on the AIM at DTWF Justin and DTWF Dina, respectively.
I have a personal request going out to all of our listeners who haven't stopped listening at this point in the podcast. Please put, if you haven't already, put a review on iTunes.
Oh, yeah, that would be wonderful.
Because I honestly don't know how it calculates where you go in the ratings and that, but I think that positive reviews have something to do with that. And
there's only so many we can put on for ourselves.
That's right. I mean, I only have so many iTunes accounts. So, no, I don't know if you've gone through this. Some people have said some very flattering things about.
I haven't looked in quite a while.
You should. There are a couple of newer comments. So, all right. So that wraps things up. We will see you next week. And until then, John, give him a piece of advice until next week.
Don't buy any wooden nickel.
But you can take them. I can take them. Come on, bring them out.